Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome, everyone, to Call Waiting. It's me, Robin Shaw, and this is our New Year's Eve special. That was a sound effect. I don't know. Boom, boom, boom. The fireworks. I don't know. All right. Anyway, Happy New Year's, everyone. We have a couple of days left before 2024, and I wanted to give you a very special last episode of the year, and special indeed it will be. I didn't say good. I said special. And you're like, wait, Robin, why are you telling us you're nervous about this episode? Guys, there's been something you have asked of me for a while now. And that is to reveal the identity of the other brother. Now, for those who don't know, you guys know I have a brother named Security. But there's another brother who we call CIA. Now, he wants nothing to do, not with me, but like with my social media. Like, he just doesn't. The whole being in the spotlight is just not his thing. He's very private. He's shy. He's a great guy. He's such a good brother to me. And he's so smart and funny. But like the idea of people watching him or listening to him, it's just not his thing. He is coming on the podcast today. And you're like, wait, Robin, you're going to interview him? No, I promised him I would keep it under 2 minutes. Okay, that was the only way he would agree. Actually, I sent him a message and I'm like, hey, I have a favor to ask. You can say no. I said, but I'm doing a New Year's special. I want it to be like a really big deal, special last episode of the year. And so I want the whole family on. Would you come on? And he's like, anything for you. Like, he was like, not a problem. Happy to do this for you. He didn't say the word happy. He said, I'll do this for you. And so then he called me and he was like, okay, what do I have to do? And I was like, nothing. I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions about me, about this past year. And then I said, I promise I'll keep it short. Now, I don't know if he's going to pick up. He said he will come on. But I know my family, okay? We have no problem just ignoring each other if we don't want to do something. So, okay, so I got him to say yes. Do I know if he's going to pick up? No. Do I know if he's going to deliver? No. But we love him, and he said yes. So we are going to hope for the best. Then I called my dad. Now, my dad is, they're related, my dad and CIA, okay? They're the same person. My dad has appeared a few times on my social media, but that's just because he loves me and has trouble saying no to me. But he, too, wants nothing to do with, like, being in the spotlight. So then I called him, and I'm like, Dad. I was like, do you want to come on my podcast? And he's like, no. I said, okay, if I could get CIA to come on the podcast, will you do it? And he's like, okay, knowing that CIA would never say yes. But then I was like, CIA said yes. So then he's like, oh my gosh, okay, fine, I'll come on the podcast. So this is a very special episode because this is the first time everyone who's coming on does not want to be here. Even Security doesn't want to be here. Hi, Security.
Why am I here?
I'm going to call you also. So I'm calling Mom, Dad, CIA, and you.
Do I have to...
Yeah, I'm going to call you while you're sitting here. And we're just going to recap the year and see, you know, this is a family show, except I don't let them listen to half the podcast because I'm disgusting. But yeah, I think it's going to be a special episode.
It will be, yes.
Who are you nervous about? Mom, who's not scared of being in the spotlight, the last time we had her on the podcast for the Pam episode, she was so nervous and wouldn't talk.
Yeah.
These calls are going to be terrible.
That's a good way to advertise this show.
You guys are really going to stick this out with me this last episode of the year. We're going to get through it together. Who do you think is going to be the most nervous out of the three of them?
I think CIA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than Dad?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Only because Dad has done the social media. He's done it.
Yeah.
He's actually in some very funny videos. Viral videos. Yeah.
So, and you think Mom will be the best?
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't even put you in there.
Nope.
All right. So I thought to kick this off, I made a list, and so did security. We haven't discussed yet of our top five moments of 2023 as far as this podcast. How cool. 2023, I launched a podcast. Like, I don't know. It wasn't on my list of things to do. And then a bunch of you guys asked if I would do a podcast, and I came up with this idea of a call-in show because I love talking to you guys. And then I met with Betches. They loved the idea. I loved everyone who worked here. They loved me. And it just was such a great fit. And I don't know, I'm so grateful for 2023 because it got us call waiting. And I've gotten to speak to so many of you guys. Like, I would never have gotten the opportunity to be on the phone with so many of you. This has been so cool. So I think, like, it's not on my list, but I think the coolest thing is the fact that I got to speak to so many of you. Like, that's not even on my list because it should just be a given. That is the coolest thing of 2023 is all my phone calls with you guys. But okay, here is the official list. Coming in at five was the Thanksgiving special. That's where people surprised someone, where I called their loved one and said how much they meant to so-and-so. And then, you know, we surprised them and it was all really emotional. And there was one call between two best friends. And then afterwards, I was so emotional that I had to call my friend Regina and just tell her how much I love her. And I just thought that was such a good moment. It was so raw and so off the cuff. And yeah, love that. All right. Coming in at number four of 2023 great moments of call waiting was my call with Hercules in the ex-boyfriend episode. I did not speak to Hercules for 7 years. We were together for six. We broke up and then never spoke again. And then on this freaking podcast, we got closure. Who gets closure after 7 years of not talking to an ex? No one. But I had messaged him on Facebook. I said, I have this podcast. Can I call you? And he's like, yeah, okay. Now, even in the 6 years we were together, I never heard him talk as much as I heard him talk on this podcast. I didn't know what his voice sounded like. Now I do. But to get that closure was such a big moment. And I've re-listened to that podcast so many times, specifically his call, because I almost can't even believe that's real. All right, coming in at number three, my interview with Sammy Shaw, my cousin, who's a drag queen. It was in the Double Lives episode. I loved that interview so much because we just really dived in. I don't know. We got into it about how having a family that's supportive in whatever genre, field you're in or lifestyle you have just makes all the difference when it comes to being happy and successful. And I just love that interview so much. If you haven't listened to it, I really, really encourage it. All right. Coming in at number two. Last week's episode, our Christmas special, when we had one of you call in and read me a quote from the rabbi about, you know, bringing light and how important light is, you know, in dark times. That really meant a lot to me, especially just, you know, during dark times, I try my hardest to make you guys laugh and bring some light and for her to acknowledge it. And so many of you guys have acknowledged that also. It was just a loving moment that I will remember. And top one moment of the podcast for 2023 was all the times security dropped the call. The amount of people he has hung up on. And you think I'd get mad, but it's just so funny at this point because now we've been doing this podcast since April. We've been doing this for a minute. He still cannot figure out a very simple system.
But I wonder, do people feel special when they get hung up on by me?
I guarantee no. Oh. I guarantee if someone's waiting on hold for 30 minutes to get onto the podcast and then you say, hi, this is security. Wait 1 second. I want to put you through to Robin. And then you hang up on them. I guarantee that's not a highlight of their life.
Okay.
All right. Security, what's your top five moments of the podcast?
All right. Well, I'm going to go back almost to the beginning, the pet peeves episode.
Oh my God, that was like our second or third episode.
And it was such a funny episode.
That was. I'm going to go back and listen to that episode.
You should. Actually, going back to listen to the old ones.
I remember
are great.
One of the pet peeves was someone was like, when people go up the steps using all four limbs.
Yes.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah. Okay, that was a good one.
And actually, when people.
Is this number four?
This is number four. people telling me how great my end segments are.
No one's saying that. I think we had one call where someone's like, I like security's end segment.
And that's why I have it as number four.
And it was our mother, okay? All right.
When you interviewed, like, what was it, like Pam Schuler, Marissa Rosen, Danielle Cabral, like pretty much like Sarah Rice, all the and Eliza Persky, all the interviews.
You like the interviews.
All the interviews.
I like the interviews too. In 2024, yeah. Let's do more interviews. I like them.
Yeah, that was so number three.
Oh wait, can I do a teaser?
Yeah.
I didn't even tell you this. An A-list actress. When I say A-list, I mean like the A-list actress told me that she's like, oh, I'd love to come on your podcast.
No.
Yes. It's not who you're thinking. But like an A-list actress was like, oh, you know, in the new year, let's come on your podcast. And I was like, oh my gosh, you listen to my podcast. Yeah. So we're going to have an A-lister. Wait, no, not that all of our others weren't A-listers.
I got to wait another 50 minutes before I can find out.
You're going to like freak out.
Oh my gosh.
Was this a good teaser?
Yes.
Okay, good. Watch, she doesn't do it. Everyone's like, is Belinda the A-lister? Yeah. Okay.
Okay, the Halloween episode. Yeah. The sound effects were so...
Wait, why is your whole list things about you?
Is that all about me?
Your end segment. Yeah. You did the sound effects.
I didn't do the interviews.
You're right. Okay.
And okay, the
number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
The Belinda episodes. Not because I wasn't there and working. It was because I got to listen to it as a listener and not someone on the
podcast. So, I just want to clarify. Your favorite thing about this podcast, your number one thing, is not working?
No, it's that I get to listen to it like everyone else.
I really think there's two ways to take this. It's debatable. All right.
But Belinda is great. Belinda.
Oh, I know she's great.
She's not
hung up on one person. But I just want to acknowledge that your favorite thing is not being here. Happy New Year, security.
Happy New Year.
Okay. So we're going to open up the lines to the Shaw family. And we're going to see how they felt about 2023.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so we're about to get my oldest brother on the line. It goes CIA, security, then me. I'm the baby. CIA and I have always been very close. It would always be me and CIA against security. Like when we were kids, we would team up against you.
Yeah.
You know, not in a mean way.
No, but like in any sports game. Like
yeah, like if we were playing wiffle ball in the backyard, it'd be me and CIA against you. If we were playing football, it'd be us two against you. Because CIA was always very like skinny and little, and I was so much younger than you guys. So us teamed up like equal to you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so we've always been very close, and he's more of like the intellect of the three of us, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Although he's very witty. I don't know if he's going to be witty on this call because it's a podcast, but I think he's like very smart with comedy.
And quick, yeah. Very quick and witty.
Right. So, okay, to describe him, I would say smart, witty, and compassionate, like a good person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Same. Definitely. Okay. All right, let's get him on the line.
Okay, Robin, we have CIA on the line.
Hello, CIA.
Hello, how are you?
You know, this is a very big deal for the fans.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't think they think I have a brother, I think they think we hate each other.
No, that's not true.
I know. I tell them, I was like, not all my friends and all my family want to do TikTok challenges. Like, some of them want to just, like, have their own.
Yeah, most do, but I don't think, yeah.
Exactly. So, okay, so I have some questions for you, and just let me know what you think. So first off, I just wanted to know, in 2023, relating to me, what was your highlight moment? What was your favorite moment?
relating to you. All right. Probably, obviously, the City Hall performance. That was definitely quite an amazing night, you know, seeing the theater packed and having you on stage. And even then, relating to that, I went to another show at the Comedy Festival later that week. And so they had the pictures of you up on stage kind of before that performance started. So that was really cool, especially because I wasn't expecting that. You know, but I didn't expect you to be at the beach this summer. And we got a couple of times to the beach, and the one where you actually came down for a while. So, you know,
I think that's my favorite thing about my family. So, my brother was more excited that I came down to the beach than any TV show or comedy show. Like, that's what I love about our family, is no matter like what's happening with my career, it's still like the simple things we get so excited about.
Yeah, we were on the train together, and we actually got to spend some time on the beach.
I know. What was it like when you were at the other comedy show and then my picture popped up? Was that surreal?
It was very surreal. Yeah, I mean, you know, once I connected the shows that it was part of the festival, because I didn't realize it was part of the festival, like, it kind of made sense. But yeah, I totally wasn't expecting that. So that was really surreal. As opposed to, you know, obviously I was very excited for your show, but you kind of go into that knowing that you're going to be on stage. So it was kind of that unexpected moment.
Yeah, no, totally. Which then actually like leads me into my next question. So I'm your little sister, like, you know, you have 6 years on me. What is it like as my career is like growing, or you're seeing me on the screen, or you're watching me on TV, you know, or your friends follow me? What is that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. You know, part of it also is that, as you know, I'm not really on social media. Mm-hmm. And so, I think it was over the summer when I had to like reset my phone. I didn't even though I wasn't ever like on like the apps, I didn't even bother putting like Instagram or TikTok on this new phone.
Yeah.
So, well, what's funny is I actually find out a lot about you from my friends, because they follow you more than I'm able to. You know, I hear a lot about what's going on through my friends. But yeah, I mean, it's funny how I guess, you know, I followed it from the beginning. So for me, it's awesome that you have all this success. But like, I've seen it kind of, you know, come over time and come as, you know, well earned. And, you know, and obviously, I know you. It's funny when sometimes like I'll have friends that will, you know, like, have a friend of theirs that, you know, that don't know me. And they'll be kind of really impressed that, you know, that their friend knows someone whose brother is so that's kind of the funny part for me.
Yeah, no, I think that's like so funny, because like someone we have a cousin who messaged me, and she's like, oh my gosh, Robin, in my Mommy and Me group, people are posting your videos, like they don't know we're related, and this is so weird. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say I know you, like, but yeah, that's so good. Has there been a time when like a friend or a coworker put it together that we're related and they were a fan and said something?
I was at a work meeting where there were like 10 different people from the company that was there. And the, one of the officers at the company, she knew that one of the members of the board, that his daughter was a big fan. So she was excited to, she didn't tell me about it until the meeting, but she was excited to introduce me as your brother, rather than as the person who was going to be presenting. So that was kind of one of those instances where it was a very random connection. So
that's so funny. And then one time someone thought you were security, right? Or did they say, oh, are you security? Did that happen? Making that up?
No, I think they... I don't know if they thought it was security. I don't remember that. You could tell me that story.
Maybe I'm making that up. Robin, don't put me down like that.
I think maybe they made the connection before your town hall performance. We were at a restaurant across the street, and so Dad came up, and so I think they recognized him. And so I think they put the two and two together that, you know, that I must be somebody.
Right. how does it feel to be, oh, you're Robin's brother?
Oh, it's so great. I mean,
I'm sure.
Day goes by, they don't thank myself.
Well, CIA, I know. First off, I love you. You're such a good big brother. And I know coming on today was not on your top of the list of 2023 things, but it means a lot to me that you did this for me. So thank you.
Thank you. Love you. We're always proud of you.
Thank you. Oh, do you want to say anything to the fans? This is our New Year special.
Yeah. Have a happy New Year. I hope. I hope everyone has a great 2024.
Great. All right. Love you. I'll talk to you later.
Take care.
All right. Bye. He nailed it. I've never been so proud. I want to cry. I'm so proud of him.
I am so happy right now. I was laughing. I was cheering. Yeah. This is great.
A lot of you are like, guys, why do you have such little faith in your brother? No, you don't understand. One-on-one, he's like a great talker and he's so smart and he's very personable. But like, I know this was not what he wanted to do, but he was great.
They say public speaking is the number one fear of...
Do you remember Dad's 65th birthday?
Yes.
And we all had to give speeches.
Yes.
I remember during the dinner, he was in the bathroom practicing, which is like so funny. Because a lot of you may know him, if you know me personally. So, and you're like, but he's so because one, in real life, he's one like me in security. He talks a lot, very personable, but like, public speaking side of it, he killed it. I'm so proud.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Gold star.
I give him like a 9.2.
Oh.
What would you have given him?
A 10.
He said City Hall, not Town Hall.
Yes. Okay. No. 9.2.
He's like, 2. My favorite thing, I don't know the name of the place. Oh, that makes great. Should we do Dad next or should we do Mom? Because I have more faith in Mom than Dad. I feel I'll be too nervous to do CIA and Dad back to back. Let's have someone we know won't scare me.
Okay. Let's put the meat right. Mom's the meat.
Yeah. Watch, she doesn't pick up. All right. Let's get Mama Scholl on the line.
Okay, we have Mama Scholl on the line.
I need to full transparency to the fans. Guys, there was so much that happened as security got... First, security got my mom on the line. Then she goes, I gotta get my notes, okay? All right, Mom. Mama Scholl, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all my kids.
So, for those who don't know, I call my followers the kids, and it all started, that name came from, because my mom was having stents put in her heart and she didn't want the fans to worry. So she said, just tell the kids that I'm out and I'm doing well. And so I had told my followers on Instagram, guys, my mom is out and she wanted me to pass on the message, tell the kids that she's doing fine. And then the kids stuck. So when you hear me reference you guys as the kids, it's not my kids. I don't have children. I'm in no place to be a mom. You guys are Mama Scholl's kids.
They're all my children.
Right. It's so funny because I'll say that and then I'll get messages like, I'm older than your mom. I'm like, yeah, she doesn't care. You're still one of her babies. Okay. So I have some questions for you about 2023.
Okay.
All right. You got your notes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so in relation to me, whether it's either my stand-up or Instagram or the podcast, what's like your highlight moment?
Well, one of the things that's recently happened when you were on the Chevy Shepherd show, I went to the taping. It was so exciting.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, seeing you there, your interaction with her, it was just... electric. It was so good. And the audience was responding to you, to Sherry, to your interaction. It was just so good.
So there's this moment, this memory I have that's stuck in my head from that day. I was in hair and makeup and Belinda and Regina were with me in the hair and makeup. And I had put you and Dad in the green room, thinking you would stay in the green room. And then all of a sudden I see you wandering the halls. I see Dad wandering the halls. And this is before the show. And in the hair and makeup room, there's a TV of like the stage. And I think it was Regina who said, why do I feel like I could picture your mom just walking on the stage, rearranging the furniture, start telling the cameramen what to do.
Well, that's not exactly why I was wandering the
halls. Why were you wandering the halls?
I was walking down the hall to go to the bathroom.
Mama Scholl, you were walking the halls for about 20 minutes. I saw you talking to producers. You were introducing yourself. You're shaking hands. You're bragging about me. I'm like, Mom, go to the green room.
And they want to know who I am. And I was asking for directions. You
know? So and then I go back into the green room and Dad goes, "Oh, Robin, you know who's having a quadruple bypass?" I'm like, "Dad, I'm about to go on television. This is not the topic. Everyone just sit down and behave yourself." But I'm glad you had a good time. That's all that matters. So I don't think I've asked you this. I was just on the phone with CIA and I asked him, and I'm curious for you. As my career has been like just taken off, what has it been like for you as my mom, like watching your kid like have this growth?
I mean, it's like for any parent, as their child is going further in their career, it's like such a good feeling that they're happy, they're being successful, they're doing well. And that makes you feel so happy, so good. Because as happy as they are is as happy as you're going to be.
Yeah, isn't there a quote, "You're as happy as your most unhappy child"?
Yep.
Security, how also unhappy are you? So you listen to every single episode. You actually listen to it at the second it drops. That's your thing. I get a call from you in the morning and you give me your rundown of, you like to break down each episode with me. Do you have a favorite episode, like off the top of your head?
Some of them have become very emotional. Like, I think it was when someone was saying the Thanksgiving, you know.
That's what I said was one of my favorite episodes was the Thanksgiving special.
You know, I know sometimes you always go for the funny, 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 but sometimes I love when it's the emotional.
When I was a kid, guys, my mom used to go, "Robin, when you open up that heart." Right? Do you remember?
That's right. That's
Robin,
right.
When you open and up that heart.
I used to ask you, did you say two kind things?
No, you said three. My mom, when we were kids, had a rule that me and my brothers had to give say three compliments or three nice things throughout the day at school. It didn't matter to who. You didn't care what it was. Not to lie, but if I liked someone's shirt, I had to tell them. If a teacher, you know, did something, we all had to give, say, three nice compliments out throughout the day.
And then before we ate dinner, everybody had to go around the table and say what they
Yeah, and CIA would talk for 10 seconds, and then I would talk for 3 hours, right?
Right.
Okay, my final question. Has there been a moment when someone put together that you were my mom or that you were Mama Shaw? Like, do you have a fan moment or anything with like either the podcast or social media where like you were the star?
I have, what is it too? But the one that I was thinking of, I was getting my hair colored and cut and blown dry. So I was just sitting in the salon and a woman walking by had seen me and she came in and she said, "Are you Mama Shaw?" And I said yes, and we spoke a few minutes. And then afterwards, all I thought to myself was, thank God she didn't come in while I had all the gook on my hair. And I looked horrible.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I feel like anytime the fans meet you out and about, everyone's so nice, especially at my shows, right?
Oh, absolutely. I tell you,
you're famous at my shows. People line up to take pictures with you.
I was surprised because somebody came up to me in Toronto when we were there. And she said, a lot was going on. And, you know, she says, but I wasn't missing this show.
At Town Hall, you took like 50 photos for the fans, right?
I went downstairs. I was upstairs.
I always say you're like the queen. You like sit there and people come up to you. They kiss your ring, you know.
And I just have to say is that all the fans, and I mean all, are so respectful. Because they'll all ask, can I take a picture with you?
Yeah.
You know, you know, some of them say, is it all right if we talk? If I give you a hug?
Yeah. I had a fan reach out after a show and she said, you know, I just want to tell you, I was speaking with your father tonight and I told him, I told him how I lost my son and your father held my hand and I didn't realize how much I needed that. And I'm like, it's so crazy that we're at these comedy shows and, you know, my fans come up to you and daddy and talk to you as you guys are their pair and their, you know, mom and papa show. That's why the name The Kids is so fitting, because the way they, you know, talk to you guys at shows about their problems and sometimes need a hug is so heartwarming.
Absolutely. I mean, many of them say how you and your comedy have gotten them through very difficult and hard times.
Are you crying?
Well, it gets emotional.
Oh, my God. This episode's already off the rails. No, you're doing good. You know why I put you in the middle? Because I was very nervous about CIA and Papa Shaw. So I put you in the middle because I knew you would talk back.
I'm glad CIA came out of.
Oh, he did so good. Ma, you're going to be so proud when you listen to the episode.
Oh, good.
All right. Anything you want to say to the fans? This is coming out right before New Year's Eve.
All I'm saying is that look forward to 2024 because we start new. We start fresh. Everything, all good things are going to be coming your way. Not you, Robin. I'm talking you and...
Not you, Robin. You're shit out of luck. But your followers, the listeners...
Well, I mean, all of you.
All right. Well, we speaking for all the listeners of Call Waiting, we love you, Mama Shaw. Thanks for being so good to us.
And I love you, all of you back.
All right. Bye.
I want to wish everybody a happy holiday and a happy new year.
And don't forget to wash your hands. And if someone's coughing, stay 6 feet back. Right. And just open up that heart. Open up that heart. Give 3 compliments a day.
That's not such a bad idea.
You're right. All right. Happy New Year's, Mama.
Oh, same to everybody.
All right. Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
The difference between her and CIA, you can't get her off the phone. She was going to wish people happy holidays 10 more times unless I said goodbye.
She's going to bring up every single holiday. Like, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy President's Day. Happy
Arbor Day. But actually, I remember those dinners of talking for 10
His
seconds.
His name is CIA.
Sorry. Like I said, CIA talking for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You talking for 3 hours and I'm eating.
Yeah. I'm just eating. And I remember if one of you interrupted me, I'd go, well, I guess I have to start all over.
And I'm like, nom, 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 nom.
You know what? So guys, growing up, we had epic New Year's parties. Every year, my parents threw the New Year's parties and they invite all of our relatives who all had, we had a lot of cousins, but then all of their family friends who had a lot of kids. So it would be like 50, 60 people at our house for New Year's.
And it was a perfect party house.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah. Because it wasn't a big house. It was comfy.
It was comfy, but every room was connected to another room.
Yeah. So it was almost like each room was themed. And I remember leading up to the night, it was, what's the marathon?
The Twilight Zone.
My mom would give each of us a phone book, the Yellow Pages, and it was our job to, each one of us had a Yellow Pages, and we had to rip it up so that there'd be confetti for New Year's.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good childhood memory I have, is all the New Year's parties.
Me too.
Speaking of, in 3 or 4 days, it's Thursday, so whenever New Year's Eve is, I'm going to be going live on Instagram so we could ring in the New Year's together. I've done this since 2020. Going into 2021, and we've done it every year, and it's been really fun. So, all right, you ready for Papa Shaw?
I am ready.
Let's get him on the line.
All right, Robin, we have Papa Shaw on the line.
Hello, Papa Shaw. Welcome to Call Waiting.
In the middle of a work day.
I'm sorry. Look, I appreciate it's not tax season. That's I would never have asked. If it was right before April 15th, I wouldn't have done this to you.
That's true. So no.
And if
no.
I could ask CIA, I figured I could ask my papa.
No, we're good. We're good. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first off, I need the fans to know that if anyone loves me and so happy that they found me, they need to send you a thank you note. Because back 12 years ago, I actually went to college for acting, and then I wanted to quit and find like a more stable job. I figured the arts is just not, it wasn't working. And I called my dad. I said, this is acting's not working. I think I should quit. And you said on that phone call, I think you should try stand up. Right?
That's correct. That's correct.
And what did correct. I, do you remember what I said? I said,
you're crazy. I'm not a stand up.
I said, are you an idiot? Who makes it as a stand up comedian?
I'm an actress. Yeah. I'm an actor.
I said, stand up is so hard. You have to be a writer. And I'm an actress. And you said, I think you'll be good at it.
Yes. I know you're funny.
Yeah. And then I still didn't want to, I was like, no, that guy. And you're like, I saw the stand up class at Caroline's. I will pay for it if you just take it. And
correct.
Then I went to the first class, and at that first class, I went, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. And then the rest is history. And here I am on my own podcast.
That's correct.
No. Was that the biggest mistake of your life?
No, because I knew you couldn't be a brain surgeon or attorney.
Right,
so
right.
Why not try stand-up?
Actually, stand-up makes more sense than me saying, hey, Dad, I think I'm going to go to medical school.
Yes.
Right? I think, why it's such a big deal, because I think a lot of parents are nervous about their kids going into the arts. And when I was ready to give up on the arts, you said, no, let's give it one more shot, which I don't think is the norm for parents, but you saw something in me.
That's a family tradition, supporting people going into the arts.
Yeah. I mean, you had two brothers that were both an actor and a musician. So it's in our blood to be performers. You're not, actually, the fans need to know, you did stand up once.
That's correct. Correct.
I killed. You actually did. Guys, so I was in the New York Comedy Festival. This was, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. And they said, what show do you want to do? I said, what if I did Bring My Parents to Work Day and I had my dad open for me? And the head of the festival said, oh my God, that's amazing. So then I had to call my dad and I was like, Dad, can you do stand up? And here's the greatest part. So he said yes. And we took it so serious, right?
Yeah. I had 10 minutes. You cut 3 minutes out of it.
Okay, he was supposed to do 5. Did you hear that? He did 8. He's supposed to do 5 minutes. He brings me 10 minutes. And so I was like, okay, let's cut this line. Let's cut this line. Let's cut this line. And every time, remember, I made him go to open mics. We practiced like every day. And every day he'd add more lines in. I said, stop adding. And he'd go, I'm a painter, Robin. I need to paint the picture.
I'm painting a picture.
I said, if you want to be a painter, if you want to paint the picture, get paintbrushes. And actually, we were backstage at Caroline's on Broadway, and he's about to go on stage, and I gave him his gift, and I gave him a set of paintbrushes. I said, after this, you could be a painter. But you killed. I mean, guys, he came on stage, he goes, hello, Caroline's, right? You worked the stage.
And I used mother material. Anytime you wanted easy materials, you make fun of your mother.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. I do it often. Okay, so I have some questions. I just want to quickly ask you.
Correct.
From 2023, because it's our New Year's special, 2023, what's the highlight for you, relating to me or my career or the podcast or comedy?
I probably addressed this already because I never speak. Okay, but then I went on Instagram for the thank you fans about this. I guess the highlight was us all going on to the field at Citi Field, but really what was the best part of that.
We went to the Mets stadium. People don't know if they don't know what Citi Field is. I was invited to the Mets to throw a baseball with the mascot, and they said I could bring someone, so I brought my dad, who's a longtime Mets fan.
Right. And then the next day you auctioned off the glove you had on the field, the boy on the field, your jersey. And then I had a Gate Pride t-shirt. You auctioned that off. And I know your glove went for $5,000. Again, we were raising money for Ronald McDonald's House. But so I think you probably raised like $15,000 for the goodies, but then you raised another 10 to 12 from the rest of fans. So you raised $27,000. So I'm saying your fans are just amazing. I mean, to raise $27,000 in 24 hours, to auction off a glove of $5,000.
Yeah.
It's very, very emotional. It was very emotional.
Yeah. I say this all the time, but my listeners, my followers, they're just the greatest people. And we got to hand in the check to the Ronald McDonald House, you know, together. We filmed it. And they're just the greatest. I know. I say this all the time. Like, the greatest part of my success is just the amount of amazing people that I've now become, like, in my life.
I agree.
Okay, what is it like as my dad? Like, I'm your like little daughter. Clearly your favorite child, even though I know we don't admit that. But the fact that, like,
you know, I'm right here, right? I'm sitting right next to you.
Yeah, but Mom likes you better than me.
Okay, I won't say anything.
Okay,
No comment.
But go. What is it like? Is it surreal? Like, watching my success grow and seeing the fans at the shows or listening to these podcasts, what is it like for you?
It is overwhelming. Although I always knew you'd make a living doing this. I mean, I really felt you had a good shot of making a living. I didn't think this overwhelming feeling of your fans towards you would be, you know, would be like that. I think it's unique. It's unique.
Yeah. Is it like sometimes, like a town hall, for example, when there's like 1,500 people and everyone's standing up, is it like, wait, that's my daughter? Is that my child? Or is it like, what is it like?
No, I know this is my child. No.
You're like, she's mine. No. I raised her.
I've said it before. I said there was 1,500 people there. I had no doubt you were going to kill. You know, I said I'm always more nervous when played Little League, you know, how they would do than how you would do on the stage.
Yeah. I remember you used to say, like, you used to be nervous until the first laugh. And now you say you don't, now you're she's got this. Yeah. Has there been a moment where you've been like recognized as Papa Scholl or Robin's dad that you're like, weird?
Usually, you know, at the venues we do, but I really tried to be very, very low key. And so it was actually basically a year ago now. And so your new tour hadn't been out. So I'm coming out of CVS on Fifth Avenue and someone goes, Papa Scholl? I really had no idea how I'd be recognized, but...
It's so crazy because you really are like not on my social. Mom's in my social media and security is. But actually, I remember CIA told me, not on the podcast, but I forgot to ask him about this, but he was once walking the beach and someone yelled, CIA. And he's never on my social media.
Yes,
you know, but I think he's like in a picture in behind me at my desk. So I think someone, so people know. So this is our New Year's special. Is there anything you want to say to the listeners?
I actually think, I hear this on the road, you know, how much you've given all the fans and what you meant to them, but the fans should know it really does go both ways. I mean, I know you get from them as much as you give out. And I think same thing with me and Mom.
Yeah, I would actually argue probably more what they do for me and what they've given me and the love that it's overwhelming the amount of love I get from that. Yeah, and not just like to me, like, yes, but back to your point with like the 20, I said, guys, this Ronald McDonald House means a lot to me. And the way like everyone just like opened up with their generosity, you know, it's so overwhelming that I don't think they realize the amount that they touched our family.
And the amount, I know after town hall, I mean, most of them quote were your fans, but there have been a couple hundred people that just knew you from, you know, 8, 9 years old, you know, so they knew you forever. And the quote was, you know, they were laughing and crying at the same time.
Yeah. I think that's like just everything I do is you're laughing, you're crying, you're confused, you know, it's a little of everything. All right. Well, Papa Shaul, thank you for not letting me quit. I think, speaking on behalf of a lot of fans, I could have been a brain surgeon, but instead you said, let's make people laugh. That would have been a shame.
Happy New Year to everybody. Happy healthy new year.
Happy and healthy new year to you too. All right, love you.
Bye.
I want to say our whole family's been killing it.
Oh no, now it's up to me.
Okay. All right, our final call.
Time to bring it home.
Okay. Ring, 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 ring.
All right, Robin, we have security.
Oh no, we lost security. He hung up on himself. Okay. Security, what? Oh, you already gave your highlights. That question doesn't...
Not regarding you.
Okay. Oh, you're right. Your whole list was about you. Okay. What was your highlight of the year, you know, in reference to me?
Okay. It's going to sound like it's about me. But...
You're like, when I got a dog, you were there.
Well, actually, no. It was at the Sherry Shepherd Show.
Yeah. When Mom started moving furniture.
When you were actually live.
Yeah.
And you were doing the interview... Me being backstage, and I was all alone.
Yeah.
With a television, and I was just watching and going, this is awesome.
Yeah.
I know it's happening right behind me, behind this wall, but I'm also watching on the TV. I can hear you.
Especially because our dream for so long is to get that daytime talk show.
Exactly.
And there we were on a talk show set. It was so cool.
It was great.
It was such
a great moment.
What is it like being my brother? Click.
It's fun. This is the best roller coaster.
Especially podcast days, right? Because mm-hmm. this is make believe for us. Like we can't even believe this is a job. Like we go mm-hmm. and record. Especially because since we were kids, we'd always take our parents' video camera. You, me, and CIA and make funny skits, or we'd play show. You know, we would put on little skits in front of the mirror. So we've been doing this forever, and so now we get to have a podcast where we get to just like talk to you guys and play and do these ridiculous end segments. And so, you know, it's fun. Fun is a good word to describe it. You know what I realized? And I feel like I'm jinxing us. So we've been working together for what, 11 years?
Yeah.
You know,
we'll talk.
What do you mean?
That was the line I said.
At my very first stand-up show, security was teaching at the time, you know, mm-hmm. and I get off stage and he goes,
I missed your graduation show.
He missed my graduation show. This is my first technical stand-up show. And I get off stage and he goes, we'll talk. And then I got on the night and he's like, look, he's like, you'll make it, but I need to like manage your career because I can help you like manage the business aspect so that I can take you from this. He goes, I saw what I saw on stage. He goes, let me work with you. And together I think we can make it. And that was it. That was 12 years ago.
And I think Dad says all of my weaknesses are your strengths.
Yeah. And that's all it. I know you get stopped a lot, but what is there a cool fan moment or being stopped in 2023?
I think it was the first time I got stopped. I was just crossing the street, and as I'm crossing, the person looks at me and like points at me.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you? And I'm like, yeah.
She's like, are you
going that way? Because no, I'm going to go the other way.
Who's the guy that you were compared to on the plane?
Are you Newman from Seinfeld?
We were on a plane. I think we've told this story. So security was in a different row and someone said, oh, you know who you look like? The guy from Jurassic Park, meaning, you know, what's his name?
His name is Wayne Knight.
Wayne Knight, right? But you said Jurassic Park. And security was upset because he in his brain, if you're someone who struggles with weight, you will understand this. But like when you're compared to an actor who's also overweight, our brains, this happens to a lot of people who struggle with weight, because I know this sometimes happens to me too. You think they're referring to weight, not looks or anything else. And you're
personality.
Yeah. Like you don't really, mm-hmm. know, if you're someone who's very sensitive about weight, that's where your brain goes to. So security comes out. He's like, oh, you know, she said, and I'm like, wait, she said, Jurassic Park, not Seinfeld? I was like, who references that actor from Jurassic Park and not Seinfeld? So I was like, we can't take anything this lady says seriously because clearly she's a psychopath.
Exactly.
Because who says Jurassic Park over Seinfeld?
Nobody.
Nobody. All right. Anyway, you want to wish everyone a happy new year?
Wash your hands. I wish everybody a happy new year.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
This was a good year.
This was a good year. It's been a fun.
We started the podcast.
This was a fun year.
Yeah, it really was. Okay.
And now it's all
downhill because we have our end segment.
No. This is a good one. This is a good
one. All right, what's our end segment?
Okay, Robin. So there are the top 10 New Year's resolutions that always fail.
Okay.
What do you think? I want to see if you can
guess them.
Yeah,
okay.
You can guess them.
Oh, this is so easy. Eat healthier.
Okay.
Or lose weight or whatever.
Okay, lose weight is the number one.
Yeah, okay. Work out more. Is that with
yeah.
it?
No, no,
work
no. Out that, more? That was number five. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Drink more water. Drink less alcohol.
That goes with like the...
It'd be more healthy.
No, alcohol, no, because it's the quitting the bad habits.
Okay.
You know.
Get more hours of sleep.
No, that's not.
Clean, make your bed or clean.
Organize. Okay.
Work less.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, why don't you just read us the list?
Spend more time with family. So okay. I guess, fall in love.
Okay.
Help others with goals.
Oh, wait, that's what we do. Yeah,
I think that's, which is great.
Wait, this is what people fail at?
Yeah.
But we didn't. Yeah, okay.
Learn something new.
Okay.
Enjoy life.
Yeah.
And I guess save money.
This was a fabulous end segment. Thank you for coming. Way to end the year with it was such a high. You know what people suck at? You know what you're going to fail at? You know in a couple of days you're going to start a New Year's resolution? This is what you're going to fail at, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year's from our favorite end segment.
Now they know, don't choose these. Think of something original.
Yeah, don't try to be healthy in 2024. You know what? I'm so happy we're ending the year just the way you started. If I've said it once, I've said it a million times in 2023. Let's remove the end segment. All right, guys. I just want to wish everyone a happy, happy new year. Doing this podcast has been such a highlight of my year. Getting to talk to you guys every week has been so cool. It's one of my favorite things to do. I feel like I've gotten to know so many of you through this podcast. Getting to meet you at the live shows and you guys go, oh my God, I love Cole Waiting, or I've watched and you ever listened to Cole Waiting. You know, it's so cool because, you know, Security and I or Belinda and I will record and we don't know that there's people listening. When we're talking, we're really thinking there's no one here, you know, and then get to meet you guys and know you guys are enjoying it just means the world to me. So thank you so much. And that, as my dad had pointed out, you guys are probably doing more for me than I do for you. And so I just want to thank you. And I wish everyone a happy, healthy, successful, wonderful new year. And in case you're listening to this on New Year's Eve, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year. Oh, we got another call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Editing by Basilio Perez and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Ali Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.